You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite.
Welcome to the Weekend Podcast, episode 379. And my lady friend Peter is there, and Steve as well. Hello, the ladies.
Howdy.
Howdy, Stevie. Is Pete there?
I was expecting Pete, you usually should answer. It's just like the Anton Deck thing. You answer first, yeah. I answer second. So.
I 2016 and we're still being called ladies. I
think for people outrageous. On the, people watching, Pete's on the left, Steve's on the right.
Hello.
All right. And I mean by dressing on the left and right. So what a wonderful first week of 2016 has
awesome.
Been. Unbelievable. It's cracking. Listen, I'm going to read out a little text here. It's very interesting here. This is on Thursday. I got this. And it's very interesting. Little. And this is from a guru online. There we go. There we are. Put an extra couple of grand into RDS this morning when it nosedived. I said, good work, fella. And he said, come back, getting the hang of it, thumbs up. And I said, famous last words.
Yeah.
Today, that's down 6% again. All right, Steve. So you can, what, do you think you just walk in here and judge the bottom of the market?
I honestly thought I had it nailed.
Yeah, it's that easy. I'll just start investing. I'll nail the bottom of the market, make a couple of grand here and there. And yeah, so. But listen, you know what? This happened last year. Same time last year. I mean, I remember the market starting off really badly, and they ended
up.
Not
as bad as this.
No, it wasn't. This is the worst start of a year for I don't know since 1912.
Since records began.
Yes, yeah, so they always say that with the weather, don't they?
Yeah.
Since records began, it's been the wettest half an hour at this time of the day since records began.
Yes.
And they get more niche, the records they're breaking. Who's keeping track of this? You know, who cares? But stock market. Chinese stock market, look at that.
I know.
They're switching it off.
Yeah.
Twice they're switching it off, literally.
Steve, are you investing in there at all?
No, I wouldn't touch that with a Chinese barge pole.
Right.
Do you know with the Chinese chopstick? Mm. Well, do you know what? What they do there is they have what is called circuit breakers.
Yes.
And if the market drops by 5%, they say, switch it off! Switch it off! Just switch it off! It's going down! Switch it off! What's wrong with you? I said switch it off! Right, let it cool down! Right, wait! So they then wait for a quarter of an hour. Okay, switch it back on! And so they switch it back on. It goes down. It's falling again! Switch it off! Switch it off again! And so that happened. That happened on the Monday. And,
the upside of all of this, it gives you a chance to roll out your Chinese impression again.
Yeah,
which I know you love.
And then a couple of days later, it happened again. Right, so on the stock market, this is in the first hour of trading. It's happened. Switch off! It's going down again. Switch off! Switch off!
Why all the reason?
Turn on the big button there. Switch the whole thing off. Right, let it cool down. Let it cool down. Right, give me 15 minutes, yeah? Okay, switch it back on. Oh, it's going down again! Switch it off! Switch the thing off! Leave it off all day, yeah? Just leave it off! God, what's wrong with it? It's broken, isn't it?
So, yeah.
And they said, tomorrow, it's not bothered, just leave it on. If it goes down, we don't care.
Well,
and they didn't have the circuit breakers on, and it went up.
Right, it's just like being there.
It went up. Why are they meddling with it?
Yeah.
It's called the stock market. It works because people don't meddle too much. They're pumping loads of money in. All they need to do is let it fall.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden people will come in because they say, hang on, that stock there, it's a good business.
Yeah.
You know, it's now below its cash value, or it's, you know, it's turning over profit. Buy it. It's cheap for long term.
Taking your ball home when you're not winning the game. I'm off. Right, that's it. Just because you're
losing. Did I read an article saying that they were actually...
An article? You read an article? Go on.
It must have been the Skype line article, I said.
Go on then, what did you say?
That they're going to try and... someone is going to try and remove that kill switch.
They have removed it.
They have removed it now,
right? On Friday, they just removed it and it was fine. It went up. Well, how can we go up now? Mm. We're not switching it off and it go up. I don't understand. What's going on? Switch it off. Just try and switch it off and on again. Stop doing that. Don't switch it on and off and on and off. Just switch it off once. Now put it back on.
Well, you don't get this kind of insight on Bloomberg, do you?
That's where they're going wrong.
Mm. This is quite cutting edge stuff.
I love China. Unbelievable. It's like they just make up things. Like the GDP is amazing.
Yeah.
And now they don't know what they're doing, you see, because obviously it wasn't a free market economy. It still isn't really, but they're trying to be one. But yet, you know, they're half and half. They want a bit of control because they are control freaks, of course. Because obviously it's the Democratic Republic of China, but it's not that democratic, really.
No.
So they're dipping their toe into the free market world, but they don't know how to handle it, you know? So we can just fall in again. Should we stop it? No, leave it. No, stop, switch it off.
But the mental thing is that because it's such a vast economy, it has such an impact across the world, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I was asked by someone who said, well, so why does that affect us? And I said, well, essentially, China is the greediest country in the world in terms of, you know, raw materials, oil, copper, iron ore, and the people who supply them are all around the world. You know, most of the miners on the FTSE 100, you know, are like supplying China, like BHP Billiton or Rio Tinto, you know, and they've got obviously Royal Dutch Shell produce oil, huge oil consumers. The Chinese economy is trying to, you know, transform from a export-driven economy to a sort of service economy. And it's obviously having issues because they've got these ghost towns, apparently, where no one lives. They just build these blocks. They get building and building and building. Just build more. Just build more of it. Just build it. And then obviously now there's no one living in there. They're thinking, whoa, hang on a sec. So I think China, you know, it's a few problems there. So it's going to send shockwaves around the world for a while. And I think now they're probably thinking, what should we say about GDP? What number should we say? Because now everyone think we're in trouble. We can't come out with number 7 again, can we? Say 6.5. Say 6.5, it's fine. You sure? Yeah.
Yeah, lucky
six
number.
They're probably getting out of fortune cookies.
Might as well.
Yeah. Now, we say this. So on Monday, we say 6.5. If a stock market take a dive, switch it off, yeah? Just switch it off again. What's so wrong?
I love the idea of them having a big red switch so they use it right off.
Yeah. And so hits the wrong switch. That's a light, you fool! That's a light switch! The next one!
And now it's dark, I can't find the button.
Where's the button for stock market? Next to the light switch! This one, yes! God, what's wrong with you? Maybe they thought they were switching it off the next day, but they just switched the lights off. It's all off. Yeah. Okay, let's go home. you just turn the lights off. People are still trading in there. What's going on?
That's a pretty powerful job, whoever has the job of actually switching the markets off, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's you, Steve.
Well, I'd probably do a better job if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Well, essentially, it's a switch, isn't it? It's a computer, I suppose. I know, is it a switch?
But is it just one person? There's got to be a few fail safes there. You can't have just one person who can just switch off the Chinese market.
Well, it's probably a computer, isn't it? And say, switch it off at the plug! Switch the whole thing off! Put it down!
And what if that computer freezes?
Yeah, there we are. I'm trying to switch it off, it's frozen! Call IT! IT on the phone. Yeah, we tried switching it off and switching it on again. We're trying to do that! We cannot switch it off! Just restart it, yeah? It's not. Hold the button in. Hold the button in. I'm holding it in. How long? 5 seconds, fine. 15 minutes. Hold it in for 15 minutes. That's, you know, and this is going to become it's the second biggest economy in the world. Yep. And, you know, it's they're saying now on certain metrics, there's some people saying it's the biggest economy in the world. But, Steve, you know, it's how can you pick a bottom in the market when you have, you know, the likes of the Chinese switching the stock market off? Yeah, so there we are. But
yet again, my best performing stock is the one that's suspended, CEQ Resources.
Yeah, that's, and that's well, I bought some for my father, right? Yeah. And every now and again, he says, "Is it still suspended?" I said, "Yep." And he went, we speak, you know, maybe once, twice a week, maybe. Yeah. What's that stock? Is it still suspended? Yep. Yeah. And I said, "Dad, it's the best performing stock you've got at the moment." Yeah. So I said, "Let it calm down, and it'll come back." But fair play, Dave Whitby there sent me a couple of messages over Christmas saying everything's going fine, and he didn't reveal anything of price sensitive information. By the way, I've just got to say that. Yeah. Because obviously the last time that he came on the podcast, he ended up switching his company off. But
the fact that they're suspended, is that his choice or is that has he been forced to do that?
Well, this is a bone of contention. They're saying it was his choice in the end, or he's advised to. But they were going to have to, they're going to have to anyway, you know, because when you are doing an RTO, you know, reverse takeover like that, or you know, you're acquiring, some people do that. You know, I don't know the cut and thrust of what constitutes a suspension, but
he's obliged to do that, isn't he? He has to do that. Because,
for RTO and stuff like that, you have to, and put a prospectus out there and all that stuff. Yeah. So, but I think it's good to avoid the volatility. I'd keep him, you know, suspended if I were in for at least another few weeks.
Yeah.
And then catch the seasonality of the upturn, which is towards the end of January. And so, yeah, I tell you what, though, did you see? I don't think people, well, because I've read so much and chatted to Audio Boom so much, you know, and I'm always thinking about it. And they released an update on Friday about a partnership with Eros, which is the biggest Bollywood studio, basically media company in India, which is like India 1.25 million population, right? China 1.35. So they're not, and also India's population is growing faster than China. And so people are saying, you know, this could be the biggest population in the world, biggest economy in the world in a few years' time, and that's huge. Do you know what? This Eros Now, which is their online, it's their first time they've gone to a mobile, and it's their app and their online thing, and it's basically 30 million, you know, registered users.
Yeah.
30 million, 3-0. That is nuts, isn't it?
Yeah,
does anyone see how big that is? It's like, you know, that's 48% of the population in the UK are registered on this one site.
Yeah.
And Audio Boom just didn't deal with them. And I'm just thinking, do people see how big this is? And obviously, people look for revenue. I understand Audio Boom and yet are not, you know, monetizing this yet, but this year will be the year when revenue starts coming on from Cumulus, from that, and other deals going on there.
But don't you think that just this current time with everything going on in the markets, that even like amazing bits of news or great or potentially great bits of news, people are just, the sentiment's so low and everyone's so nervous and people aren't investing, that's not being given its kind of, you're not seeing the reaction you'd expect.
Yeah, exactly. It is like you know, it's like swimming upstream, isn't it, really, you know, and
waiting
and
for it's a treacle.
Yeah, but it's, you know when salmon actually go back to their home streams, don't they,
to spawn.
So they'll swim 2,000 miles. But even, and sometimes you see them trying to jump up weirs, and some of them make it, and some of them don't, you know? And it's like that. It's this is what it's like, all right? So you've got a salmon there, swimming upstream, thousands of miles to spawn. It comes to a weir, and it can't quite make it. So what you do is you as you're watching this, you're standing next to the stream there, and you throw it, right, a little bit of anabolic steroid, right? And it sort of, it jumps up there, catches, knocks back again.
How does it inject it? What, is it a tablet form?
It's tablet form. Right, it's water soluble.
Oh,
yeah, it's water soluble. It's quite handy. Mm. And so it doesn't quite make it. So you let it go for a couple of minutes, check in another one. The anabolic steroids are RNS, you know, good RNS. Less contract deals for Audio Boom, essentially. In the end, it's built up so much energy that it'll go bang, and it'll just jump out of the water. It'll, you know, pass the weir, fly over the weir, and even about two or three weirs, you know. So what I'm saying is, I think Audio Boom, I don't know when it'll happen, but it will boom. And I don't know when it's going to do it. Like I said, I think it'll be before this quarter.
Not to you know, dent your analogy there, but you know what happens to salmon after they spawn?
Yeah, but that's sometimes you have to cut the analogy off.
Okay. So we don't get that
when it's appropriate to the argument.
Right.
And what about
if those anabolic steroids have such an effect, you produce like mutant salmon?
Okay, well, let's say anabolic steroids. Let's say vitamins.
Okay.
Or, you know, right. I don't know what salmon is. What are they on a fish diet? Yeah, what do they eat, salmon? They're on a fish diet or something, are they?
That's it. Yeah.
They eat their mates when they die.
That's it.
Yeah, well, there we are. Whatever they eat.
Fish fingers.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be stupid, Pete. There would be breadcrumbs in the sea.
Sorry, Steve. I was being ridiculous.
Yeah. Can you imagine feeding a fish something that makes it grow fingers? That would be, genetically modified to the point where its fingers not only grew, but they had breadcrumbs on them. Hello! Why are you cutting off my fingers? Captain Birdseye comes along. Oh, I'll have them. He's ruthless, that Captain Birdseye. Yeah. Apparently, fish do have fingers.
Right.
But Captain Birdseye is so ruthless, he's had them all off him.
You never see him. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Right. He's so efficient at farming them. And someone came on Twitter saying, after Friday, the RNS, saying, what did he say? He said, I'm not convinced, really, as a business model. I said, I think you need to do some more research. He said, I have done more research. He said, I don't think it's much of a coup, some of these deals they're doing. I thought, I thought about this. Much of a coup? What do you mean? So the second biggest media group, radio station group in America, yeah. They've got this, you know, the biggest Bollywood studios in India. All other deals as well in this country with Sky and all these people, you know, and Capital, the Global Group, and Bauer Group, and all this. And I think, what are you talking about? You can't do a lot better than that, really, can you? I mean, you know, they are picking up the best of the best. Yeah. And even before that, they've done a deal in India with SL, I think it's pronounced.
Yes.
But that was the huge, company out there, media organisation as well.
And in America
In America, they're in Africa on Cloud Africa, which is a mobile. It's a mobile sort of thing in Africa. And I think, hang on. It's quite good, this, for a company that's only valued at a 20 million market cap, you know? I think, amazing set of deals.
And if they can start generating some of the revenue that they're suggesting is possible, then I think people will change their tune, won't they?
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking. I honestly hope. It is hope. But I think I'd be disappointed, very disappointed, if they don't break 3 million revenue this year. I'm hoping for 5. And I think they can do that. Because they do, like I said, they have to embed the services and software, they have to embed all their stuff and get things on, they start monetizing it. So it'll take a while to embed it, you know, and start getting money off it. But I think this will be exponential. Once it starts coming on board, it doesn't stop then, you know, it gets bigger and more and more and more.
Yep.
So I think hopefully we will see exponential growth in their revenue this year, hopefully. And that's when the salmon will jump sort of 5 or 6 weirs.
Yes.
I got to say, I do like the chart. I mean, there's a bit of volatility.
Yeah.
You got to say, because it's on a downward trend a little bit still. But it's fattening out. And if you look at the chart, have you looked at the chart, Steve? I bet you've spent all week just looking at it, have you?
Yeah.
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 There's a couple of lows has happened. Let me just drag a low here. It's a line, which is, 2.5p is a real big low there. But you can draw a line up there, run, but that's I'm just putting limit orders in at 3.75p, 3.5p.
Yeah.
Every time it dips down there, I'm scooping a bit up, you know?
Yeah.
And so, I just think
the amount of money I probably would have put into Boom at this point probably wouldn't have made a massive difference for that amount. But in saying that, it would have made me more money than putting it into Royal Dutch Shell this week, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but you don't want two different stocks here, see, Steve? Yeah. I mean, the thing is, don't worry, because you got a mortgage, haven't you?
Yes.
It did have.
Yeah. Well, you've got a house now, now homeless.
As it stands, next month, I cannot pay it unless Royal Dutch Shell goes up.
Yeah. What do you mean? How are you?
Steve, well, you got direct, that doesn't sound
good. You got a direct debit going from your ISA account, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, but Steve, do you know what? In a few years' time, when this share price goes up in Royal Dutch Shell, and mark my words, it will, when we're down in a situation like this, you know, people think, oh, hang on, look, oil's going down. People start coming all these mad theories saying, well, hang on, but look at Tesla. People won't need cars with oil anymore. Are you kidding? Do you know how many cars Tesla sold last year?
Four,
five.
No, but 200 worldwide. That's it, 200. Are they kidding or what? Yeah. We are 10 years or more off before battery-driven cars are taking us from here to there to everywhere. So I just think, we're way off. And also, oil is not just used for fueling cars, It's used in industries, making plastics, to making things as well. Yeah. So oil's used for everything.
I've come up with a sort of different or innovative strategy, though, with the whole oil thing, because very soon...
Yeah.
A barrel of oil is probably going to be cheaper than Royal Dutch share in Royal Dutch Shell.
Yes.
So why don't we just buy barrels of oil?
Yeah, you could do
that. Instead of shares.
Yeah, maybe. You don't get a dividend, though, do you?
No, but then if you just stockpile it, I reckon the price of oil, once it recovers, that'll double. The price of a barrel will double quicker than the share price will double.
Maybe, yes. Yes.
So I think that might be my strategy. I'm going to get a load of barrels of oil, chuck them in the shed.
I found a flaw in your plan here.
Oh, right, what?
First and foremost, who are you going to buy the barrels of oil from?
Royal Dutch Shell.
Oh.
They got loads of them.
Yeah.
They're selling them off cheap.
Yeah.
Saudi's got a load.
Yeah. Cheap package to Saudi Arabia, bring back those.
Exactly. How are you going to ship them? Where are you going to store them? The Chinese are doing that.
We can do that little trick with a hose pipe where you suck on one end and then sort of start siphon it out.
You'd be covered in oil, smelling disgusting, being sick. You're like, oof, that's one barrel. Right, let's get the next one. And you're standing there covered in oil. Yeah. Are you sure this is going to work out, Pete? Yes, just keep sucking, yeah?
Yeah.
And but the people are doing that though. People are. They're realizing this is the Chinese again. They are storing. They're storing.
I can sense an impression coming.
Have you seen how cheap oil is?
There it is.
Put it in a garage. But they got billions of barrels of oil there. Yes. They don't understand that because
it's a strategy for me, a small private investor.
Have a go at it. So you get on. Report back after a week. We'll see how many barrels you've got.
How many barrels you got?
I've got three.
Yeah. I've got a jerry can.
Yeah. Half the barrel's leaking. Three.
Four milk bottles and a jerry can full.
Yeah. So, because the old cliche, I did put this on Twitter. I said, the cure for low oil prices is what? And a couple of people have come up with some funny things there. But obviously, the cure for low oil prices is low oil prices. That's what cures it. Because, I said, Royal Dutch Shell, $35 billion, I think I read that. I said, did I read that right? I'm sure I read this year they're cutting $35 billion in capital expenditure and exploration and all that stuff.
Yes, yeah.
And I'm thinking, this is one company doing this, And even the Saudis now are floating their national oil company or thinking about it. And that is the most valuable company in the world. Did you know that? It's not Apple, what is that? What's it called? So you type into Google now, what is the most... I'm doing this as I'm typing it, talking... valuable... How do you do that? Do it, Steve. Are you on your phone? So valuable company... company. Here we are. What is the most valuable company? It's Saudi Arabia, yes. Aramco. Saudi's Aramco. They're going to sell shares in it. They've never done that before. That's how bad the oil economy has got, and they are the richest country in the world, pretty much.
Apple is the second.
Yeah.
Yep.
How do you know that, Steve?
Because I'm Googling it.
Yeah, we are then. Yeah, so everyone thinks it's Apple because obviously that's a floated company, but this is not. So it's the most valuable company in the world. And so you can see they're studying options to allow public participation in its equity.
Yeah.
So there we are.
Do you think when Goldman Sachs said $20 a barrel, that seemed like pretty crazy, but it's kind of drifting down. No, it's accelerating towards that now, isn't it?
Yeah, but I read a brilliant theory on this, and it's about making extreme predictions. Yeah. And never make predictions. If you're going to make a prediction, go bold, all right? There's no point making a safe prediction because it's likely to happen and no one thinks that's not special at all. Mm. So what you do is make a super extreme. They also said oil was going to $200 a barrel, when it started shooting up. I didn't go anywhere near that, did it? I did make me close to 150. No, I think they said 300. Something ridiculous, they said. And so they said 20, almost laughing. we said 20. It would never get near that. And all of a sudden they're thinking, wow, that may just come true, yeah. You know? And so if that happens, people say, those guys are geniuses. Now, they forget all the wrong predictions, most people. It's the only, if they hit it on the nail, he'll be reported by, you know, by almost mainstream media. But if they don't, if they miss it, then it's basically buried. Only some people, you know, in the industry or in the city or private investors know, well-read private investors know about it. But if you hit it on an extreme prediction on the head there, everyone will know about it. So this, like, you often hear, and this is from the guy, or you'll hear things like, the stock market will rally by 10% this year, and this is from the man that predicted the crash of 2008, you know? Yeah, but this guy, if you look at all his predictions, he's probably done that for the last, you know, previous 6, 7, 10 years, 15 years. He's been doing it all his life, pretty much, you know? Mm. Making these predictions. And all of a sudden, he's just the man, the go-to man they bring onto the TV shows. Yes, I thought this was happening. I said, well, hang on, let's check out your other predictions. God will come down dressed in a pink Baskin robe on roller skates and say, how you doing, guys? Buy shares in Apple. You know, that didn't come true, did it? No, it didn't. I admit, that one didn't, yeah, you know? Yeah. So making all kind of, not yet, anyway, yeah. Yeah. So we are, anyway. So I had a tweet as well from a guy called Andrew, I think, saying, right. Can you help me?
With my Chinese impression.
Yeah, yeah. So can you help me? I'm trying to do some research on companies. What do I look out for? And so, you know, guys, what would you say? Let's have a look here. Where's it? Andy Trades, that's it. So what do you reckon?
You're asking us for advice?
Yes.
Well, where you start?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah. Steve?
Go on, you can start this. I've got the secondary backup on this. And, okay. You know, as we all go, you go first, I go second.
Well, it's a very good question. Where do you start?
I'll rephrase it, okay? This is what he said exactly. I've just found it while we're talking. Andrew, can you give me some tips to what to look for when reading a company's annual report? There we are. This is more in your field,
okay.
Guys.
Yes.
Now we're hitting the nub on the nail. Now we're stroking the underbelly. Yep. Now we're tugging at the ears of the rabbit. Annual report to show it's sound company worth buying.
Mm. So I'd look at profit margin, and if they're making a profit, whether they've got any cash, how they're funded, what their plans for funding are, whether they're going to be likely to be doing a placing, anything else? Steve?
Yeah, you just nailed all of what I was about to say.
Oh, okay.
Well, listen, let's go through the acronym. I've got to say it again.
Cash.
Yes. I've got an acronym called CASH.
Yeah. Cash.
And I think it's worthwhile. So you've got CASH here. CASH.
Right.
So C stands for cash.
Yeah.
Look at and this is all four different bullet points here. I'll put this on the blog there. But four different points here. So cash, right? So what you've got is there. Have they got cash? That's a very important thing. Cash is king. We know that. And according to Steve, checks are queen. But cash is king. So look at the cash. They have cash. How much cash do they have? If they got £1 million, oh, that's quite nice. Yeah. If they're burning £5 million a year, that's not quite nice.
No.
You know? So look at the cash burn. So you'll often see at the start of a statement there, they'll say their financial position, and they'll tell you how much cash they've got, and also how much they had this time last year. And so it's a simple bit of maths, isn't it, really? Unless they've done some big acquiring, you could say, well, hang on, they've got £1 million in cash, and they spent £5 million last year. That's not going to last.
Yeah.
That's going to last how long? In fact, let's make it easier. They had £12 million cash last year.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll do it easier. They had £13 million cash last year, and now they've got £1 million now. Oh, how long will that last, do you think?
Mm, 1 month.
Pretty much. So you can see, you can do your rough analysis. All right, so how are they going to raise cash? Now, unless they've got, this is selling some asset, or they're going for a loan,
yes.
Or they're raising money, that, you know, and they could, there's only two ways to raise money, essentially, or three ways, I suppose. Selling assets, going for a loan, a bank loan, which you pay interest off, or raising money through equity, issuing stock, which dilutes obviously, present shareholders, and the placing shares, the stock is offered to investors at a discount. So that's cash there.
Mm.
Cash is king. You know, have they got a revenue? Are they making a loss? All that stuff. Are they making a profit? What's the profit margin? They look at assets. What have they got there? What are they selling? Is it, you know, is it worthwhile? Is it oil? What is it? Is it just a product? Well, how much to sell it for? What's the margin on that? Yep. All that stuff. Yep. And then you've got S, shares. This is everything about shares. The share price. Look at a chart. Yeah.
How many shares are there?
How many shares in issue? You look at the chart. How many shares are in issue? But share price is important because if you're buying a share at the top of, you know, if you've seen it's been to like, yeah, I don't know, 50 pence before and it came back down and it's going towards that again, will it break through that 50 pence or will it pull back a bit? Wait. You can always wait and, you know, sit and watch, because if there's any price of surges, a spike, it'll always come back a little bit. So, you know, and then that's shares. So look at shares in issue. Look at who owns the shares. Are the directors, the big directors like CEO, CFO, do they have a big stake in the company? If not, why not? You know, if they don't believe in the company, who does? Why should I? I shouldn't. You know, there's a CEO and the CFO said, I'm not buying any shares in this company. No. You're kidding. Yeah. You know, if they're not doing it, you shouldn't do it. No. And then move on to H.
Head honcho.
Head honcho. Yeah.
That's it.
Head honcho. Look at the management. Read about them. Try and, you know, get some interviews with them. See if they've done any podcasts, any interviews. See if they've done videos, anything at all. Read about them. What's their previous? What other things have they done? How are they in regard as, you know, well known in the industry? Or, you know, just ask around. Yep. Twitter's a good thing. Does anyone know anyone about this guy? Or, you know, just say, I'm looking at investing in this. Do you know their previous records? Are they any good? What was it? Yeah, so that's going to cash. Cash is king. So C-H-H-H-H-H. Yeah. Oh. Simple, that wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now, Steve, we'll go for any further points. Steve, the more, you know, minute detail, the finer points of investing.
See,
Steve.
I would listen to some podcasts. I can't think of any offhand, but, you know, ones that have got, you know,
I can't think of any good ones.
No, I can't think of any. And, you know, and you get the feel of the CEOs of the company and the background kind of gets you started. I mean, that's a very good starting base. It's where I started.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I like Audioboom, you know?
Yeah. It's a very good point. One other thing connected to that, or to your podcast, Vox Markets, that app is very good, isn't it? I'm not trying to plug it. I've got no...
Oh, yes. Let's plug it. Okay. I think everyone should have this. Steve, you haven't got it, have you?
I have not yet. No, I've got to go around.
What's wrong with you? The podcast is now sponsored by Vox Markets, and you're not even downloading the app. This, by the way, the Weekend Podcast is not. Yeah. They do not want to be associated with this podcast. Only kidding. They may do, but you know. But listen, this is not—it's not even rolled out yet. But Steve, listen. How many companies do you own?
Six.
I'm glad he's on top of it.
Yeah.
You know,
he's exactly what's in his portfolio.
So, Steve, you're six or seven stocks here, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I honestly believe one of the, you know. In answer to Andrew's question there, one of the best ways to start learning about investing is reading company reports, RNSs, which are regulatory news service announcements. And this means any official news that could be price significant, they have to release via the London Stock Exchange, you know, to be protected by Nomad, make sure it's not misleading in any way and all this stuff. So what you can do with the Vox Markets app is simple. You just go on there, download it from the App Store. It's now, the beta is now on Android as well. So Vox Markets app, download, register, then set up a watch list. So Steve, you plug your seven companies in and maybe you put 10 in, you know, because you're looking at a couple of other companies. And any bit of significant news released by that company will be sent straight to your front screen of your phone. Swipe that, read, done.
Okay.
So start reading about the companies you're investing in.
So, but RNS, say for example, Royal Dutch Shell, I get about 3 RNSs from them a day. How do you work up which one's actually relevant to what?
No, with Royal Dutch Shell, it's a bit of a problem there. Hang on. No, you don't get... Hang on. I think it's filtered because if you get... Some of them are not RNSs. Let me just see my watch list.
I was thinking about that today.
No, I don't.
Why can't you get RNS where they're like low, medium, high priority?
Well, no, they are. I don't get any. Listen, they're on my watch list of Vox Markets app. They don't. What they get is a lot of news. It's not RNSs, though. It's not regulatory news service.
We discussed this before. It's like person's birthday in the office or something. They kind of like pop out an RNS.
Yeah.
You know, making a cup of tea, who wants one?
Happy birthday,
that's
Jeff.
Right, yeah. That was funny, actually, when we did that. Let's do it again. Carol's leaving. Just send that out via RNS, via London Stock Exchange. We're doing a collection. Anyone, you know, someone
like that.
She's on maternity, yeah. Or someone takes a picture of Jeff's wacky tie. Send that out, RNS. Jeff's piano tie, that's cracking, Jeff. Let me take a picture, just for the shareholders. No, that doesn't go... So I'm looking at Royal Dutch Shell now, Steve, and... next to the Royal Dutch Shell, I got 40 today, right? But these, for some reason, they're not. Are they RSs? I don't get those though. I don't know. I don't know why. So most of them are about. You know, I think they're split filtered. I only get, you know, the proper RSs. I don't know why I don't get those. So you only get, like, things, you know, proper RSs, significance. You don't get nonsense. Okay. And if you do, just delete from what... Well, try it. I don't get them. I don't understand why. I mean, I get them when they say things like announcing our financial results on this date, or that these are the financial results. So the important bits of news I get, the tosh about, you know, investment companies buying this amount of, you know, because a lot, because they're doing it in a takeover deal at the moment. There's a lot of toing and froing, a lot of legal stuff going on. I don't get most of that stuff. So I don't know what, you know, Form 8.3, which is millions of those. And that's, I don't know what they are, but I've not really, I've read them several times, but this is boring. So, yes, you can get that. Form 8.3, it's disclosure of, yes, shares being traded, isn't
just
it?
Just on their website now, there's a lovely picture of the gherkin on their front page.
Yeah. Well, Vox Markets, yes, yeah. It is, yeah. But and also, this is one of the functions. It's in beta at the moment. It's getting better, and it's not even launched. And taking on board lots of things. I did a survey on Twitter. I got 100 people feedback. I said, first 100, please, which of these 10 things do you use most on the financial websites you use at the moment? And I submitted that. And that's very interesting. And I think there's a lot of functions that come soon. That, and it's free, you know? I mean, why wouldn't you get updates from your companies you're invested in for free? Straight to your phone there, read them straight away, you know?
Do you know what, actually? I've literally just signed up, because you don't even need to put an account I've just logged in with Facebook, and that's how quick it was. I've just done it then, well, as you were talking, because I wasn't really listening to what you're saying.
I'm glad to see me here. I'm glad to see you're listening, Steve. Steve's while he's banging on, I just wrenched it.
Yeah. Now the question is, am I professional, am I high net worth individual, or an everyday investor?
Well, what do you reckon, Steve? That's like one of those questions they put on GMTV or something, or Good Morning Britain.
It's a strange one.
You know, the quizzes.
Usually I look at the top end and the bottom ends. Now, I wouldn't class myself as a professional, and I also wouldn't class myself as an everyday investor.
Hmm. Well, you sort of are, aren't you?
Am
you
I know, an everyday investor?
Are you a high net worth? I mean, do you have a lot of nets? Do you go fishing a lot?
The salmon.
No.
Yeah, there we are then. So I'd say, Steve...
you're a high net worth everyday investor.
I'd say you're professional.
Half a million dollars. Okay, yeah, it's not me, is it?
Steve, I'd say you're professional. By the way, when you judge the bottom of the market today, or yesterday, or Thursday, whatever it is, Thursday, I'd say you're a professional. Just put professional down.
Put professional, I'm going for it. Yeah, just checking my information now to see if I am.
No, they'll say you're not a professional. Yeah, they have a big smiley face winking. Yeah, nice one, fella. Yeah. No, but Steve, if you're a professional, you'd have to take exams and stuff.
Oh no, I said congratulations, I'm a professional.
What? You can't do that. No, but the thing is, you'd have. Do you know what's clever, right? Martin, who's the main man there at Fox, he was telling me, we had a lunch together in Wagamama's, and he was telling me that apparently there's some kind of legal thing. If you are a professional, Steve, you'll have to start taking exams on the court, on the site there.
Good luck,
me too. You can keep yourself. You have to be at a certain level to be a financial advisor. You have to be at a certain level, you know. Yeah. It's like being, what do they call them? Like, if you are in the military, you have to go in for training every now and again. Just keep you have to do that with your professional refresher courses all the time.
I don't have to do that, do I?
Yeah, otherwise they'll be kicked off.
I need to change this back to everyday investor?
Yeah.
Steve, I'm not saying anything about you, but you probably need to start revising now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, crap, it's burnt it in.
I tell you what, when you get to the stage where you don't know what you are, I think that would pretty much say you're not a professional investor.
I got excited and I just thought I'll go for professional.
Yeah, I've been doing it 6 months. What's going on? I'm a professional. I'm a professional, man. Yeah. I've got my own account in Hargreaves Lansdown, everything.
I've picked the bottom of oil. Yeah. And then it went down further.
I know.
It probably doesn't make a massive difference on here. It's probably just for a search, isn't it?
No, it's not.
No.
Martin was I'm not a professional investor. Of course I'm not.
No.
But he was explaining to me that, essentially, by doing that, you will have to sign up to something to prove you are a professional, and you have to do a sort of refresher course every month or so. You do. Yeah.
I think you're an everyday investor, Steve.
Yeah. I wouldn't even say that.
I'd say every other day.
You're an everyday simpleton.
You have to ask Martin how I can change this now, because I seem to have burnt it into my account.
Have they got an every weekend transsexual? Have they got that, or transvestite? have they got that? Oh, talking about that, Steve, how's the missus?
I think she was getting slightly concerned about the amount of Peter Me jokes.
She heard this, is she?
Yeah.
She didn't. Oh, she listened to this?
Yeah, I thought I'd show her.
Oh.
Hey, all right. What about the podcast? Hey. So, Steve, so how's it going on then? What date number are we on now?
I think this will be 5 or 6 tomorrow.
All right.
So date 4 was listening to your podcast?
No. I just sent her a
link. He knows how to treat a lady.
Come round. Maybe we'll put on the tunes or maybe a podcast.
Hey, come round. I'll put on the podcast. Yeah. Yep, that's me. Hey.
I thought she agrees to date number 5 or 6 after listening to this. We're on to a winner.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good, Steve. And have you conducted special cuddles yet?
Special cuddles?
Oh, yeah.
No, just mediocre ones at the moment.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's just, you're just cuddling with all your clothes on at the moment?
Yeah.
Have the garments come off! Have they? Switch off! Put the lights off! Turn the lights off! Turn it off!
Okay, we're back.
I'm naked! Turn the light off! anyway. Well, Steve, it's nice to see you still in the love game, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Peter?
Nothing to report.
Okay, good. Yeah. At least you're consistent, anyway. Yeah.
Justin?
Yeah, nothing to report. I'm married.
Oh,
yeah,
I see it.
I'm not in the love game anymore.
Well, you're still married, so that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, well, I think I am anyway. I've not seen it for weeks. And only kidding. Yeah. Okay, then I think we banged on enough now.
Oh,
we?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see next week what happens. Because what, do you know, part of the thing was, you know, they banned selling Chinese. Do you know that last year when there was volatility, they banned selling in the stock market? You know that, didn't you? You know they'll sell?
Yeah.
You cannot sell. You buy, yeah? If you don't buy, you go out and leave. Leave now. And so they banned that. No, you banned it for 6 months. And so the stock market can't go down. No, it can't go down. We switch it off. If it goes down, we switch it off. You cannot sell. How's it still going down? You better sell in. We switch it off. It's still going down. But so what happens now is that 6 month ban has finished this week. So saying that, along with the economy there, and the fact that they devalued or let the yuan devalue a couple of things, and the economy generally, all that together, and you know this the Chinese is a bit worrying. But anyway, that's I thought I'd end on a serious note.
Okay.
The Chinese stock market. So there we are. So have a nice weekend, lads. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The people on this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about, so please don't buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation, as it's just opinion. Please do your own research.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.